This year, the Holy See and Japan are marking 75 years of their diplomatic relations with a few programs this week. It was in 1942 that full diplomatic relations were formalized between the two states, making Japan the first Asian country to do so. However, informal relations existed as early as 1919, when Japan agreed to a Holy See request to send an apostolic delegate to the country. Japan's relations with the Catholic Church goes back even earlier to the first Christian missionaries with the arrival of St. Francis Xavier and the Jesuits in 1540s, who converted several hundred Japanese. Today, the Holy See has an apostolic nunciature in Tokyo, while Japan has an embassy to the Holy See in Rome. Yoshio Nakamura is the current Japanese ambassador to the Holy See. Speaking to Vatican Radio on the phone, Nakamura first explained the significance of the 75 years of the Holy See-Japan diplomatic relations. Listen.
We had a relationship with the Vatican in 1942, just 6 months after the war outbreak. That means it is said Japan wanted to end the war. And we asked the Vatican as an intermediary to end the war. That means we pray for the peace. So this is the significance of this celebration, is just pray for peace.
How are you celebrating this anniversary here in Rome?
We will have the Mass at the Chiesa Gesui tomorrow, presided by Cardinal Parolin, Secretary of State, and we have 100 pilgrims from Japan to celebrate the Mass. And this Mass is also, I mentioned, that the purpose of the peace. So the meaning or significance of the diplomatic relationship between Vatican and Japan is end the war and pray for peace. And also, we have a symposium at the Gregorian University day after tomorrow, review that the relationship between the Vatican and Japan from the beginning of 1950s when Francisco Xavier came to Japan. So we have a very long history, about 500 history between Japan and the Catholic Church. So we look back, we review that history of Japan and the Vatican day after tomorrow. And also in Japan, we have a so-called composition contest for Japanese high school students. We ask Japanese high school students to read the message from Holy Father on the New Year's Day this year. About more than 200 high school students apply for this composition contest, and 4 students were chosen to come to Rome in December. You know, potential mission in 500 years ago, composed of 4 young youth from Japan. So this time, we chose 4 high school students come to Rome, if possible. We'd like them to see a big courtesy call to the Holy Father.
Mr. Nakamura explained that full diplomatic relations were established in 1942 with the outbreak of World War II, and Japan requested the Holy See to mediate to end the war and make peace. Hence, the theme of this 75th anniversary is peace. The Japanese ambassador said there are a few programs planned for the anniversary. Among them, a Mass on Wednesday, October the 11th at the Church of the Gesù in Rome, presided over by the Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin. The Mass that will be attended by some 100 pilgrims from Japan will be on the theme of peace also. The following day, October the 12th, a symposium will be held at the Jesuit-run Pontifical Gregorian University in Rome on the 75 years of diplomatic relations between the Holy See and Japan. Nakamura said it will also highlight Japan's relations with the Catholic Church that go back to the 16th century. Meanwhile, an essay competition is being held in Japan among high school students on Pope Francis' New Year Peace Day message. 4 winners will visit Rome and possibly will be able to meet the Pope, Nakamura said. I'm Robin Gomes.